House Speaker Tim Moore has given his fellow Republican representatives a bit of homework this weekend. Consider a new plan which would change House Bill 2. Change, yes, but not a full repeal. Here to talk about this is WFAE's Tom Bullock. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Nick.
So let's just jump right in with the most well-known part of HB 2. Would this plan drop or change the bathroom provisions of the bill?
In a word, no. House Speaker Tim Moore sat in his office and took questions from reporters yesterday. The full press conference was posted by WRAL-TV in Raleigh. You can also find it on our website. But here's what Tim Moore had to say about the provisions that require people use the bathroom, locker room, etc., that corresponds to their biological sex.
We're not backing off of that. We made it very clear that when it comes to men being in changing rooms, showers, these facilities, we're not backing off of those privacy issues and that's not changing. So if there's any entity out there, whether it's a sports league or somebody else, that is going to tell North Carolina that we have to let men in women's showers, that's just too bad. We're not going to change that.
So this new plan Moore has asked the Republican representatives to mull over, it seems clear that it would leave one of the controversial parts of the bill intact.
So then what would this plan do?
Well, Nick, that is still mostly a mystery. The full details of the plan have yet to be worked out. Moore said we may see the text of a bill next week, but he did shed a little light on the subject in response to a tweet sent out by House Minority Leader Darren Jackson. Jackson wrote the Republicans were pushing a Religious Freedom Restoration Act, or RFRA-like plan. RFRAs allow businesses to refuse to serve customers based on the business owner's religious beliefs. Indiana passed a RFRA back in 2015, which caused huge protests and boycotts. Indiana soon changed that law to end the boycotts. Moore called Jackson's tweet, quote, fake news, and said it was not the plan House Republicans were considering.
There is no RFRA out there. There has been discussion about a conscience protection provision.
Which raised more questions, so Moore elaborated.
You would put in statute a private cause of action for a citizen that they feel the government has done something to interfere with the free exercise
of religion. This would mean a private citizen could sue a city, county, or the state if they felt a law or ordinance forced them to do something against their religion.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that sounds very similar to RFRA.
Well, Moore was asked. Yeah, I mean, Moore was asked the same thing, and here's his response.
It's entirely different. I mean, it'd be like talking about a Cadillac and a Kia. It's not the same thing. Yeah, it's a car. It's got four wheels, but it's a different thing.
Nick, we won't know if that statement is true until we see just what the details are.
House Bill 2 has led to boycotts here in North Carolina, including by the NCAA. Do we have any word from them about this proposed plan?
On this particular plan, no, but the NCAA did tweet yesterday that North Carolina has until April 18th to do something about House Bill 2. That is the day the league will determine just where it plays all championship games through 2022. We've already seen March Madness games this year moved from Greensboro to South Carolina. If nothing is done, there will be no games here for a good long while.
So finally, what does this mean for the other House Bill 2 repeal bills that have already been introduced into the General Assembly?
Well, Moore said those efforts have stalled out, which is why the Speaker said he was pushing this new plan.